fringe tree. Uh-huh. It's a rather ornamental tree that's just exactly what it sounds like. It has fringes all around it, a fringe in the springtime. Uh-huh. And cherry laurels and holly. Uh-huh. And
what does a cherry laurel look like?
The cherry laurel. Uh-huh. It looks like these it looks like these trees out in front. It's just a it doesn't grow very large, but it has a smallish green leaf on it. Mm-hmm. And it's an evergreen. Mm-hmm.
Do you have something around here called mountain laurel?
No, we don't have that at all.
Rhododendron?
We don't have rhododendrons here. Uh-huh. No. The nearest thing we have to rhododendrons is the azalea. I mean, the nearest thing that looks like it, mm-hmm. a little bit. But we don't have any rhododendrons.
Mm-hmm. What about
have some maple trees.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
Around here? Uh-huh. Well, the pine tree is tapped, but not for a syrup that you can eat, but uh-huh. for the resin is taken from it to make various things out of it.
Uh-huh. What do you call that kind of tree you tap for syrup?
I don't know.
It doesn't grow around here? No,
you mean a maple tree like a maple tree?
Uh-huh.
But you mean what is the name for one for which you can tap
uh-huh.
the syrup? I don't know.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of tree that... It's got long white limbs and white scaly bark on it.
Beech tree?
Well, it has little knobs or balls on it, too. It's got the white scaly bark that you can sort of peel off.
I don't know.
I think it was
sycamore?
Uh-huh.
Yes, there are sycamore trees around, of course.
Uh-huh. What about the... kind of
cottonwood. I didn't mention cottonwood trees. I mm-hmm. should have mentioned them.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of bush or shrub that the leaves turn bright red in the fall? It's got clusters of berries on it.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something around here called sumac or shumac?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We have them. Not too many, but we do have sumac.
Uh-huh. And the state tree of Mississippi is?
A magnolia.
Okay.
And I didn't name the magnolia.
And a kind of a berry that has a rough surface to it. Some of them are red, some of them are black.
A berry. Uh-huh. You're speaking of blackberries?
I see them.
Raspberries? No. Raspberries?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Well, of course, poison oak.
Okay.
Poison ivy.
How can you tell the difference between those?
The poison oak is a vine
mm-hmm.
with three leaves
mm-hmm.
attached together. Three mm-hmm. leaves. And I believe that's the poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. With the three leaves?
And the three leaves. And I think the poison oak has a different kind of a leaf. I can't distinguish. I know a poison ivy when I mm-hmm. look at it. I think we use the terms incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
One for the other.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
Okay. And he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to each other?
Yes, I might say, she might say, I have to ask the boss.
Okay.
He could say the same thing.
Uh-huh. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
Okay. What if her husband just left her? Then she'd be a...
If her husband just left her?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression grass?
Yes, grass widow, but I've always understood that it meant a divorced woman.